Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 25th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Sota, Perek Tishii, Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to talk about measuring the distance from the body, the slain body, to the nearest city that has a Beis Din. And we're going to learn here a machlokes as to what part of the body we start measuring from. Ma'in hoyo moedidin. From what part of the body of the chol did they measure the distance? Sometimes it could make a difference, centimeters or inches or feet could make a difference as to which is the closest city. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mitiburai, he says we measure it from the stomach of the slain body. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the stomach is the main powerhouse of the body that contains all the digestive systems. That's where a person gets the food digested and spreads to all parts of the body that need it. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mechotma. He says it's from the nose. Why the nose? Because man breathes from his nose or her nose. And the Torah in Bereshis, when it talks about human life, it says, when it talks about life, it says, all life, kol asher nishmas ruach chaim ba'apov. Everything that has the breath of life in its nostrils will perish. It talks about the mubble there coming. But there is association between life, ruach chaim, and the apov in the nostrils and the nose. So Rabbi Kiva says you can start measuring the distance from the nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, this is the third opinion. He says, Mimokim shena secholol, from the place where the person became a cholol, i.e. mitzavore, from the neck. In other words, when a person gets killed and a person is slain, then usually it's associated with a cut or a break to the neck. And there are pasuk that says this in Yechezkel chapter 21, Lo seis oischa el tzavrei chalalei harashoim, talks about the necks of the slain rishoim. Therefore, we see, stam chalol, that usually, that if the cholol, the word the cholol in Tanakh is associated with the tzavar, with the neck. That's why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that since the Torah says you measure the distance to the nearest city, hakrova el hecholol, to the cholol, so it means the closest to the place where a person would be called a cholol, the dead body would be called a cholol, and that is at the throat or the neck. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is going to talk about bringing the Egel Aruf by the Beis Din, that are the closest one to the Cholol. Niftru Zikne Yerushalayim V'al Cholhan. Once the elders of Yerushalayim, that's the members of the highest Beis Din of the land, have done their job, they've measured the distance and they've established which city is the closest one, they go off, they go back to their Beis Din or back to Yerushalayim. Then, Zikne Oysa Ho'ir, afterwards now come the elders of that city, the city which is the closest to the slain body. They, Mevin, they will bring Eglas Bokor Ashalei Uvadba Ashalei Moshchab Oil. They will bring a calf. The calf has to be Egla. Eglas Bokor means a young one. Has to be less than two years. And it has to be one that's never worked, never used for ploughing or done any activity as such, not even drawn a yoke on its back. It hasn't even had a yoke on it. Ve'ein hamum poiselba, and a blemish will not be a problem. By the paraduma, which is used for matiring the people, the burning and making ash, using for matar for tomei meis, the paraduma, the red heifer, that will be posel if there is any blemish in it. But the glarufa, that doesn't matter if there's a blemish. The Gemara learns this because by the paradum it says you have to take a pora, a heifer, asher ein bohmum, in which it does not have a blemish in it. Now, in it is an exclusive force, that word boh. It comes to exclude another case where you take an animal, and that is the glarufa. There, a bohmum will not be a problem. They take that calf down to a strong, powerful nachal. Now, what does that mean? Nachal Eson. Eson means strong, but what does nachal mean? And here we have a machlokes, Rambam and Rashi. Rambam learns that the nachal here referred to is a river. And when it's as strong, it means a river that has a strong current. running fast. That's the type of river you have to take it down to. Rashi learns no, it does not mean a river. It means a valley. And when it says Esau, it means a hard, tough valley where the earth is tough and hard. However, as the Mishnah goes on to say, it's not essential that it's Eson. L'chatchila, the Torah, it should be a Nachal Eson. It should be either a strong flowing river or a strong or very tough ground in a valley. But, afal pi she'ena Eson kosher. The truth is that even if it's not Eson, it'll still be kosher. If it's not strong, a strong flowing river, or it's not a hard earth, a very tough land, the valley, it'll still be kosher. V'orfin oiso b'koifitz macharau. And then they break its neck with a butcher's knife on the back of it. And the place where the arufa was done, where its neck was broken, is forbidden to sow there. It is forbidden to grow anything there, to plow there, to do any work there. You cannot work the ground or plant it or use it, the ground in any way, at the place where the arufa took place. But one is permitted to do things like combing flax, or to cut or chisel stones there. That is permitted. Why? The Gemara explains the reason is because when it talks about the Egel Rufa, it says to a place asher lo ye'ev, oved bo v'lo yizareya, not worked, and a place that's not sown. And so the Gemara learns, just like sowing means you're doing an activity with the actual ground itself, not on the ground, but with the ground itself. That's what you do when you sow things in it. So too, any activity which is in the ground itself will be prohibited. To exclude things like cutting stones on the ground, or like combing flax, or doing other things like that, where you're not actually working with the land itself, with the earth itself. You're doing things on the land, but not in the land itself.